Oh, it is Friday. Brother Sky Blue is calling in from Memphis. Brother Sky, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. My thousands from world-famous Beale Street and here in River City can attest to you that I'm not only the greatest preacher in the world, but I'm also the greatest living blues guitarist.
I don't doubt it.
You know, black blues musicians are way overrated, Mike. just like black athletes are overrated. You know, if it wasn't for the white plantation owners breeding these tall blacks of men so they could reach way up in the trees to pick them cherries, well, blacks wouldn't have never been good at basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, well, how much talent does it really take for an 8-foot man to slam a ball through a 12-foot hoop?
Yeah, not much.
But, you know, wait a minute. Oh, wow, Mike, I'm getting a rush. Woo! I just popped an oxy about an hour ago. I'm starting to get off. I timed it just right, so I knew it'd start coming on when I got on the radio talking to you. You know, I love to get down and preach on the radio, man.
Uh-huh.
Oxy clears up my mind. It's so great. I just let the wisdom flow from God into my mind and out my mouth. Whew. You know, oxy's are time released.
Oh, is it?
These heat rushes, they just keep coming in ways and ways. It's better than sex. You know, Mike, not that sex is all that great. I mean, it's overrated by the media, too. You know, bless her heart, my wife, she agrees with me. She says she knew I was the man for her when she found out about my erectile dysfunction. Did you say something, Mike?
No.
I'm having a problem hearing. I mean, but what is hearing? I mean, when the wisdom of God flows into your mind, who needs to hear? People need to listen to me. I don't need to hear all these small voices. They just confuse me. You know, oxys aren't really a drug, Mike. It's not like I get them from some sleazy dope dealer.
Right.
I get them from my maid, from her cousin's friend's friend. You know, it's like my maid gets me closer to God, Mike. I mean, maybe my higher power, I should say. You know, it's not like these dirty dreadlock Rastafarians smoke that wacky ganja weed and talk about jive. But thank God they don't drug test us preachers and broadcast. But I'm all for testing these common blue-collar workers and athletes. You know, we can't let – what if we let these tall, sweaty black men get drugs? They'd be bending our white women over couches and raping them all over the place. Mike, I think I'm going into a rehab resort for about 30 days, but that's no problem. My mate has a cousin that works there, too. So I'll get back with you in 30 days.
Okay, thanks, Brother Sky Blue. Jesus. That guy needs to have his own program somewhere. Oh, my God. He really needs, he needs to be on Letterman. Oh, Sky Blue, I hope you always call this program, but, man, you need a much bigger audience, my friend. Who needs hearing when God talks directly to your head? You're right. I love Brother Sky Blue. Oh, jeez, let me get it together here. Woo! Whoa! Oh! All right. My BP just went down 40 points. Thank you, Brother Sky. Man, if he ever puts together a church, I'm joining!